This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnola, but also want to know your fantasy football triumphs and heartbreak. I will tell you this, because a lot of people were probably on the wrong end of this game. My son was going to lose, my older son Brandon, was going to lose his week one matchup. But he had Jake Moody as his kicker and made a just miracle run to win his week one. Right now, we bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
If I had to guess and say that I do not believe you are a participator in fantasy sports, would that be a factually accurate statement?
Boy, you'd hit it right on the head.
Okay. Remember the other day I asked him, I was like, so you're saying I should start Jake Ferguson? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Like, all right, I got you.
I wanted to make sure. So
my reality football is takes up more time than fantasy.
That is very fair. Now, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff yesterday. One person that we didn't really discuss, just because there was a lot of positives to go over, and his position is inherently kind of thankless. What did you think about the job that Mozzie Smith did? Because we've talked about this before. I know it's not really like a stat piling up position.
Yeah, no, it's not. And as a matter of fact, I kind of anticipated this. So early this morning when I couldn't sleep anymore, I got up and I watched the first three quarters and basically watching Mozzie Smith. And I thought he did a decent job just kind of plugging up the middle, taking on double team tackles that allowed linebackers to be able to come in and make plays. He only had 23 snaps.
Yeah.
23 out of 72. What? But that was the most of those big body guys, because Phillips only had 15 snaps and Linville Joseph only had 13 snaps. So what happened, and then I'll get to how he played, was that Cleveland used so much three wide receiver sets that the Cowboys generally were in nickel. And when they were in nickel, they were Osa barely came off the field. He played 61 snaps, 80%.
Well. Yes. Yeah.
And then they were rotating in Nealon in the middle, also Golston in the middle. And at times, Micah was rushing from the middle. So there wasn't a lot of snaps for the big-bodied defensive tackles. And there was a couple occasions where I thought he did a really nice job. Now, I saw one time he got pushed off the line of scrimmage like 5 yards back. I did see that. And I know he didn't make any tackles, but I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job. You know, he's not a pass rusher. And I think what he tried to do, and maybe this is what they want him to do, was just try to push the pocket. And he did that a couple times in the middle. So for, you know, I don't want to say that was the most extended play he had, but I don't know last year if he ever had more than 25 snaps in a game. Yeah. So I think for what he did, you know, and if you just watch it, and I did for three quarters, I thought he held his own.
So what you're saying, Mickey, is sometimes you have tools that are multi-use tools. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have a tool that only is very good for this one use. And right now, Mozzie is very good for this one use.
Yeah, he's never going to be a pass rusher. I guarantee you that.
Wow!
Well, he just doesn't have the body to you know, make the quick moves in there. I think that if he can push the pocket, then that helps other people because then the quarterback that can't step up, right? They got to go to the outside. They did end up with six sacks, by the way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all guys just going solo out there. As a matter of fact, if you look at the play where DeMarcus Lawrence got the sack, he got the sack because Micah Parsons was coming from the other side, and when Watson tried to go to his right, there was nowhere to go right. And so there was a lot of combination things on some of those sacks. So, you know, you hold a team that, you know, 17 points, and really it was a garbage touchdown near the end.
Sure.
It was really 10. That somehow, some way, everybody contributed something for that outcome.
All right, flip it around to the other side of the trench. Who was your favorite, or I don't know if you did grades or anything, who was your favorite offensive lineman from this week?
Well,
because I know they're supposed to work well as
a unit. Yeah, and they all kind of work together.
Was it Terrence Steele?
Steele, you know, Steele gave up a sack. Guyton gave up a sack. Zach Martin gave up a sack.
Oh, man, yeah. That one scared me.
That was early, right?
Yeah.
But I concentrated. During the game, I was watching Guyton, and I thought he did a good job first time out, considering who he was playing against. For the most part, even on rundowns, he was doing well. But they were smart. They put a tight end over there at times, right? They had a guard a couple times pull out to get Myles Garrett. They put a fullback over there. And the other thing the Cowboys did to kind of blunt Cleveland's pass rush is it seemed like almost excessively Dak was rolling out one way or the other, if you notice.
Yes.
Kind of trying to throw on the run. So I decided, let me see what Beebe did. Well, I know they played, you know, kind of their four-man front, so rarely was there somebody head up on Beebe. But at times there was, and he held his ground. And when he would help out somebody, right or left, he would get off of that and go get a linebacker. And I thought he did a really good job with that. He got downfield a couple times on screen plays. And if you go back and look at Zeke's touchdown, where he ran through, it was Thornhill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The safety. Well, the reason Thornhill didn't get there squared up was because Beebe bumped him off his route to where he was trying to get. And so he didn't have anybody to block, but he got off the line of scrimmage and saw him and just kind of gave him a bump. And that was enough for him not to square up on Zeke, and Zeke ran through him for the touchdown. So I thought he played well. I mean, think about it. That's your first game at center in your life.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you
it
were
really
playing
is.
Against that defense. So, you know, I don't know how somebody else might grade him or whatever. And I'm sure whoever grades him didn't sit there and watch him for 70 snaps, right?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, I thought no problems with the snaps, right? So I thought he played well.
All right, we appreciate it very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola reading our minds and knowing that Mozzie Smith would be the discussion point.
Right about tomorrow is when we start turning our attention to New Orleans. We'll clean up a little bit from the rest of this game and then head to New Orleans. And our thought, by the way, I did see on Up and Adam's show, CeeDee Lamb popped on and he said, "I want to be in New Orleans." So I'm curious, does he want to get traded?
This is a home game.
I don't understand this.
He probably means for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans this year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I hope he's there. I hope hope he gets that opportunity.
Yes.
New Orleans is cool, man.
Yes, I know.
And Kendrick Lamar's going to be performing. And
very excited.
The Cowboys were there for that moment, dude.
Now,
can you imagine?
We've asked some people about this. Your triumphs or your heartbreaks for the first week of fantasy football from the 4-3-2. This is my very first year doing fantasy football. Did all the research I could, drafted a quote-unquote A-rated team, and I made a last-minute change to Jordan Mason, and that helped seal the victory with 146 points. Corey, I know you're not upset with this person.
No.
But you clearly look upset.
Aside from Garrett Wilson, my whole fantasy team was done, so I had no opportunity to put Mason in. I picked Mason up last week, though, as a, hey, I'm just going to grab him just in case McCaffrey gets hurt.
Yeah.
I thought McCaffrey's calf injury was a preseason injury where they would be like, oh, yeah, we just didn't want him to have to do anything during preseason and that he would be out there. And so I didn't play him last night. I had two guys on my bench this week. I had Jaden Reed, who had 33 points or something Friday night for Green Bay. Whoa. And I had Jordan Mason, who I was like, yeah, he's going to get the run because a lot of people can run in that system and make big gains. So, man, anybody that got Jordan Mason was able to have it. Nice. Congratulations to you. If you're like me, he was sitting there on the bench, but I never do good in week one. Week one's always where I'm bad, and then I pick everything up from there. I do want to give from the 817.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Could shout out my win over Lauren Cook. this week. I would appreciate it. And I just want to.
What happened, Lauren?
Yeah, sorry, Lauren, but it looks like you got defeated. So there you go.
Man.
I said I had to look at the bylaws, right?
Yes.
Because it's not Shout Out Friday. Yeah. I had to look at the bylaws. The bylaws did, in this situation, since it's about fantasy football and the segment is fantasy football related, I could do it.
From the 469, I lost by 6 points because IU can't catch a touchdown. Oh. What a bum. Was it the
one he laid out for?
Yeah. But was it the Mannings who put him on blast and they're like, get to training camp, make that catch? And so I'm pretty sure it was on the Manning cast.
That would have been an amazing catch if he got it. I'm just saying.
Freaking bum.
From the 214, I get this. Fantasy heartbreak. We were basically tied going into last night. I just needed Debo to outscore Moody and I get a W, which I could see how going into it, you're like, I feel pretty good about that. That did not happen. So I lost to a kicker from the 214. I lost by 2 freaking points. Thanks a lot, Drake London and Dalton Kincaid, for being massive letdowns.
Well, so on the Drake London part, we'll have Ted Wynn on later today from The Athletic at 120. And one of the posts that he made was, there's a lot of problems in Atlanta. And was it Drake London's fault or was it the rest of the Falcons that were the reason Drake London didn't do well? And on Dalton Kincaid, I mean, it's the Josh Allen show. So you got to just give in to that, man.
I like this from the 817. I was given a D for my draft grade from ESPN Draft. Worst grade in the league.
Good for you.
Guess what? Week one, I scored 180 points. Best in my league. Screw you and your draft grades, ESPN. Man! I love that kind of fire after the very first week. That is incredible.
I would like to say screw to the web guy, Josh Clark, on our station.
Oh, no.
Who just texted and said, I blew out Corey in the fan league this week. Yes, you did. Again, week one is not my best. You just wait, though. I do all my work on the waiver wire, Kevin. Waiver wire is where I get things done.
If it makes you feel any better, I got squashed by Peyton.
Oh.
That doesn't.
Just like
losing to Peyton is unacceptable.
Yeah, it happens, Kevin. It happens.
From the 903, my opponent had Isaiah Likely and Xavier Worthy on the bench. Oh, is that the worst thing? It's not the pickup you like wish you would have made or thought about making. It's the player that is absolutely on your team that you sat on the bench and that you're like, son of a.
Why did I do? Well, you know, I know why I left Mason on my bench, because I had other McCaffrey running backs that were better anyway. I had A-Chain and Bijan Robinson. I wasn't going to put Mason in the game, but there it was. Jaden Reed, though, that's one where I can look back and be like, you were an idiot for that one, dude. Come on, you need to know better.
Man, a lot of fun stuff coming in from the 682. I've seen a couple like this. I won my fantasy league this week in part due to Brandon Aubrey. That
dude
makes a lot of sense to me.
That Brandon Aubrey had to have been the first kicker taken in most drafts. I still have not jumped into the pool that is daily fantasy. I need to do that because it sounds fun. Like, it sounds less stressful than the one
I want you to go back and tell your family, did you see me divin' into the pool or something like that?
I was divin' in all day yesterday.
From the 817, I got mocked. Mocked!
Mocked!
For drafting Brandon Aubrey in the 10th round. Aubrey's 17 points in week one got me the W. Should have been 23 points with that 66-yarder. Thanks a lot, McCarthy. See, that's another thing I love about fantasy sports. I won, but I should have won by more if not for something a professional did to screw me
over. We had somebody that got Aubrey in like his sixth or seventh round. I was like, what are you doing? And he just looked at us and he goes, he scores more points than most of the people that are left on the board. And I was like, I guess you got a good point.
That happened in my friend league. And we were all like, why? And he was like, that's 20 points every week.
Yeah, when you can guarantee points, you're feeling pretty good about it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk some Monday Night Football plus Masterpiece Theater, the greatness of James Earl Jones. All of it next right here on The Fan.
There's Debo in motion. Jet sweep handoff to Debo. A block and a dive for the goal line. And he's up on the goal line and in. Touchdown! San Francisco. And this one counts. They're not taking it back.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Masterpiece Theater on James Earl Jones in just a minute. But There was a lot of stuff happening in that Monday Night Football game last night. Perhaps none more important than, and I know a lot of people will say, oh, clearly the Christian McCaffrey thing was the most important thing that happened. Was it?
Maybe.
Or was it the fact that San Francisco scored 32 points, the New York Jets scored 19 points, which means that, my friends, is Scoregami. For the 1,085th time in NFL history, we have a unique final score. Congratulations to all the participants involved.
By the way, Kevin, I did get a text moments ago from one Eric Chiafalo that said he was going to be in a little early and asked if he could hop in during Gridiron Gravy today. So if you like Eric Chiafalo,
he's
going to
be here real early.
If you
all
like
right.
if you like him, then you might hear him on our show again.
All right. I personally don't care for him.
I understand. I get it.
I'm a Woolchuck guy.
That makes sense, yeah.
I appreciate him joining nonetheless.
Lovable man Woolchuck is.
I'm just kidding. They're both great. Christian McCaffrey obviously out for Monday's game. Adam Schefter had reported that the 49ers previously weren't overly concerned about McCaffrey's status. Now there's rumblings that he might miss next week as well.
That helps me there, Kevin. I can work with that.
Because I'm going to give you kind of a heads up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, a couple more notes for you. Did you see that the 49ers, and I always think that this is super cool, the 49ers honored the first responders who aided Ricky Pearsall at their home opener last night.
Oh, wow, man.
I think that's really cool. I'm sure he was glad to be there with them, and this is an experience they're not likely to forget. So I thought super cool little gesture by San Francisco right there.
The 817, good grief, Kevin loves the San Francisco 49ers more than Dallas. And based on the way you thought how cool that was, Kevin, maybe that just emphasizes that point.
Okay, can we...
How much can we talk about the Niners
today? This is going to be a losing topic. Can we not put football aside for 1 second and say, hey, it was neat that they honored the people that saved that guy's life before the game? I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I should have known.
Yeah, man. This is
all
a sports
right,
station.
Forget
Kevin.
It. Well, you know what? I have nothing more to say about sports right now. So let's go to Masterpiece Theater. All right. So yesterday... I can already see people are not going to agree with me on that last point. It was worth a shot. Yesterday, the amazing James Earl Jones passed away at the age of 93. So what I'm really curious about is what do people think of first? Because this is somebody who's been involved in so many iconic roles. Obviously, I'm biased. I'm going to go to cut 19. I think I'm going to make an argument that this is the most famous line in the history of any movie, and it was spoken by James Earl Jones.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Oh my gosh, Kevin. And I think you'll... Mandela effect is this way for everybody. I always thought it was Luke.
Luke, I am your father. That is a common misconception. This is how I know. I know for many reasons, including the fact that she's amazing across the board, beautiful, smart, a great mom. This is how I picked the right person. Because I mentioned that James Earl Jones died to Jess. And at first she said that. And then she goes, no, that's not how it goes. It goes. And then she did it correctly. And I was like, yes, I will make an argument that is the most famous line in the history of motion pictures. Mark Hamill tweeted out yesterday, RIP, Dad, with a heartbreak emoji on there. And there was, but he's done so many other things. I realize I am biased. I love Star Wars. I will always think of him as Darth Vader. But there are a lot of other options. Do you think he might be more identifiable as like Mufasa or maybe something else?
Okay. All right. Kevin, I didn't know for the longest time that he was the voice of Darth Vader.
Okay.
You know, as a kid, I just, sure. That wasn't something I was paying sure. attention to. I probably still thought most of those characters were real, and that was an opportunity to go to space and do all that stuff.
It happened a long time ago?
Yeah, in a galaxy far, far away.
Fact.
But that being said, so I just didn't know that, but as I got older and learned, I was like, oh man, even more respect for what he was, but why all, like, as a kid, the movie I watched all the time, and I still, to this day, love Kevin Costner baseball movies because of Cut 16.
People will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And that, Kevin, that movie, it is one of the reasons I'm still to this day so romantic about the game of baseball.
That's a great movie.
And I mean, even the moment that he shares with Kevin Costner in his loft, his apartment, when Kevin Costner is like, I got a gun, you know, and the speech that he gives him there, there's just so many things. And Kevin, for that too, I got to see his face in addition to that voice. And that was where I really was like, this dude is amazing, even as a kid. And then as I grew up, he takes me back to my childhood with The Sandlot.
Yep.
And again, romance about the game of baseball when he gives the speech about Hank Aaron.
You knew Babe Ruth?
George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record too, but...
You went blind.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so the strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that. That's the way I played. 100% all the time. Baseball was life. And I was good at it. Real good. And then, one day, a high fast one and pow, lights went out.
I don't think we could take this ball.
I'll tell you what. You guys come by here once a week and talk baseball with me. We'll call it an even trade.
Deal!
My bad. I didn't mean Hank Aaron. I meant Henry, George Babe Ruth. Sorry about that. Messed that up. But I always thought as a kid, I know I was watching him in that movie, and I didn't believe he was blind, by the way. I was like, he's not blind. Because... It was. I've already seen him walk anyway, and okay. It was acting.
Okay.
And it was a great actor. But I always felt like I could be that kid to go to my neighbor and hang out and talk with him about baseball. That's what that moment made me always feel. That's how good he was. And then obviously Coming to America, Kevin.
So there's two movies. We have another, we have some more clips, but there are two movies that have come up. One of which I thought of, the other one I've definitely seen but would not have thought of for James Earl Jones, and that's Best of the Best.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I know Coming to America and the part that James Earl Jones plays in it. I did not remember James Earl Jones and his teaching stylings in Best of the Best, which is a shame. I have seen that movie at least 8 to 10 times.
Derek Roberts,
it's a great movie, which I know is a very liberal use of the word great, but it is entertaining as all get out. So, yes, James Earl Jones in Best of the Best, but also huge in Coming to America.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, yeah, that's kind of, I think, when it comes to voices. I mean, I know Mufasa. You asked Mufasa too.
Mufasa.
And was it The Simpsons that threw out the moment where Mufasa talked and then Darth Vader talked and then like all the little shadows came up in the sky?
That was also when they made a joke about how Disney absolutely stole the plot of The Lion King from somebody else. But did you know, since you're mentioning The Simpsons, James Earl Jones, in the very first Halloween episode, he has multiple roles. He plays the narrator in the reenactment of The Raven and also plays a moving guy in the haunted house version, kind of the Amityville horror sketch that they do. Very first Halloween episode, James Earl Jones getting work done there as well.
I want to go back real quick to Darth Vader because he wasn't the physical character in that
movie.
He was the voice of it.
Correct.
That is one of the greatest, if not the greatest villain of all time.
Yes. And you know what I love the most about this is like four people knew that it was going to be Darth Vader, who was Luke's father, because the guy, David Prowse, who was in the suit, he said something different. I think, man, I really should know this. I'm a bad Star Wars nerd. I think he said, no, Obi-Wan Kenobi is your father. And so like, Mark Hamill knew, and obviously James Earl Jones and George Lucas knew, and like maybe a couple of other people, but they thought it was going to be something totally different. And even in the script, that's what it says, except for the couple of people who needed the actual answer because they wanted to keep it in the pre-internet days still a secret.
Yeah, there was also, I read this morning, I'm sorry, I missed it, Kevin, you might know. He wasn't originally the person they were going to use for Darth Vader's voice.
Oh, who was it? There's probably a time I knew the answer.
I want to say
this.
George Orwell or something. It starts with an O. Orville Redenbacher.
No. He directed Citizen Kane.
Okay,
Orson
there you
Welles.
Go. Yeah, Orson Welles. But they thought he was too well known.
Yeah.
And so that's why they went and found him. And George Lucas had already been influenced by one of the movies that he saw that had James Earl Jones in it. And he was like, this is the guy that I want for it. So that's how the story goes.
There you go. Thank you from the 817. No, he said Obi-Wan killed your father.
Gotcha.
So still would have been devastating either way. But then when you switch it up, I imagine how many people worked on the movie and they're like, hold on, what? That is not what I thought. But the point is you go through so many. So Star Wars in the 70s, Coming to America in the 80s, and Field of Dreams at the end of the 80s as well, Lion King in the 90s. Like, you see decade after, and we've left out, surely, whole bunch of stuff. Hunt for Red October. He was an amazing person who just impacted. The thing I think is a huge deal, he impacted so many different people for so many different reasons.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I always think that that is, that's an unbelievable legacy if you can achieve it.
Oh, I completely agree with you there. Alec, did you, before we bounce out, did you have any thoughts here?
Really, it's just Darth Vader for me. Like, it doesn't end there because he was incredible in so many different roles, but growing up, that was my entire childhood. So,
yeah,
and that's huge.
Some other people have brought up the Great White Hope, which that goes back another decade into the 60s. And so, what an incredible person. And we didn't even play him singing the national anthem at the All-Star game. Maybe we'll try to pick that up at another point in the show today. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, the NFL panic meter after week one. Who is at the top? Do next right here on The Fan.
And Young is throwing on first down. And to the ground, ruled an interception by Will Harris, who spins inside the 40-yard line. It looked like an overthrow.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We bring in Eric Chiafalo as a special guest. And as a special treat to all the listeners out there, this is from Tolo Stephen.
Steven. You tell. Hey, show us how to do it phonetically, Steve.
Hey, Corey, I know you're thinking about going to Greece, but FYI, the Greek aren't mourning people because dawn is tough on Greece.
Oh, that, I love it.
That's a quality bit of humor right there.
That is awesome.
I can't even do the dishes without it.
Yeah, exactly.
You get it.
You know what? I've gone to the Dawn Platinum sprayer. It's like the foam sprayer.
Well.
And you just kind of like, we hold it down and just sprays a big thing on the whole pan. Wow. It's awesome, dude. It's great.
The sprayer, dude. Yeah, that's literally what you want in a situation like that.
Welcome.
We've
in.
Evolved.
If we have time, I'll tell you another quality joke. Might have to wait till we get off air.
There's no way it beats that one.
Mm-mm. Oh, we'll see. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, we had a discussion this morning, perhaps an argument, if you will, about the power rankings in the NFL. And Corey suggested the bold idea that perhaps the top 16 teams should be all the 1-0 teams, and 17 through 32 should be all the 0-1 teams. Here is a wrench in your plan from Robert Saleh. Being 0-1 with Aaron Rodgers is better than being 1-0 last year.
Is that a direct quote?
Your thoughts. Yes.
That's fantastic.
Your thoughts.
He is, man, he's 100% right. And that's a Zach Wilson thing, not an Aaron Rodgers thing. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he basically just said, I don't have Zach Wilson.
For sure.
And that would have been a little bit more on point. Rodgers looked a little old last night.
Boy, does this throw your power ranking idea into disarray.
They were 1-0 to start the season last year, with even though Rodgers got hurt on the fourth play.
Yes, they beat the Bills.
I forgot about that. Wow. You know what? He's right. Except for, were there
moments?
That
goes against everything you said in the power ranking.
Were there moments last night where Aaron Rodgers didn't quite look like Aaron Rodgers anymore? Because that's what I saw.
Watching him run made me a little bit sad. It was like funny, and then I was also like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this. These linemen can really break this man right now.
We're going to have Ted Wynn on at 120 today. I think he's like one of the most interesting football minds.
Oh my gosh, he's incredible.
Yeah, he's a football nerd, right? I saw a Twitter post earlier where he said, I think the pistol formation is becoming more of a necessity because we have older, slower quarterbacks.
Oh.
And Aaron Rodgers works out of the pistol a lot because there are things that he can't do to move around.
By the way, we also had Trey Wingo earlier today, and yesterday we had Stephen Jones and Richard Sherman. So.
Yeah, this is the show of whales.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, there's going to be a Netflix docuseries coming out about him December 17th. It's called Aaron Rodgers Enigma, and it's going to go follow the quarterback through his recovery of the Achilles tendon injury that ended his year after only 4 plays last season. Is this something you feel like you'll watch, or you're like, he's already back? I got the gist of it.
Yeah, I don't think it. I'm not going to be considering it must watch. I will probably take in the clips more than I'll sit down and really soak it in, to be honest with you.
Is that how the debate's going to go for you tonight, too?
My brother FaceTimed me this morning. He was like, are you coming over tonight?
Watch party?
Am I coming over tonight? What are you talking about? Yes. I didn't even realize that's how just football centric. I mean, come on.
Hell yeah.
After a football weekend, they should have done this beforehand. I mean, thank God they did it on a Tuesday. So at some point I was going to find out about this, but my brother, by way of good morning, was like, are you coming over to watch this?
Tuesday's one of the 2 nights that there's not football on.
That's why I told him I couldn't do it, because I'm like, I got to be with my wife tonight. Yeah. She gets 2 days a week out of me.
It's true.
What's the spread like for a debate watch party? Is that wings?
Lots
is that pizza?
Documents.
No, you know he's eating documents. Oh.
Yeah, spreadsheets more than anything.
Exactly.
On the border.
Now, this is going to be tough to figure out who is the AFC special teams player of the week. Do you give it to the Steelers kicker who scored all the points, or do you give it to the Bengals punter? Ryan Reckow punted the ball 4 times for a total of 258 yards. That is 64.5 yards per punt, the highest punting average in an NFL game in history for a punter with 4 punts. He also had a punt that was 80 yards long and set the franchise record while they were busy losing a game they should not have.
This is easy for me. You have to give it to the guy who won.
Okay.
But if you're giving it to a kicker, you can't call that guy a football player. So you just have to give it to like person of the week.
That's why it's special teams.
Oh, just specific to
special teams.
Okay,
Do you want me to change it to special teams person of the week?
I just can't consider them quite players, other than Butter, of course.
Okay. All right.
He scores as many points as the team.
Okay, that's a good point. Now let's go to the Giants. The Giants are 1-6 in games started by Daniel Jones over the last 2 years. In that time, since he got his contract, he has 1 win, 2 touchdown passes, and 3 pick sixes.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
How bad he has been.
Here we are.
I still just look at that Giants front office and I can't imagine why they would have given him that money. It is not a referendum on Daniel Jones. We've known about Daniel Jones before they drafted him. We're like, you did this?
Was he the 6th overall pick?
He was, I believe he was. I'll have to go back and look, but the Giants were picking pretty high that year.
Hold on, Kevin, but let's confirm this real quick, because I want to make sure I have this information correct.
Yes, he was.
All right. So is it not kind of ironic that he was pick 6? You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo.
That's why the joke has to be shared off air, because I can't top that.
Yeah.
All right.
Move over, Don.
If you've got a panic meter for teams across the NFL, who do you think would be in the top five? Because I saw something on Bleacher Report, and I was like, no, I don't agree with that at all. Because their panic meter, number one, the Panthers, number two, the Giants.
Browns.
I feel like it was widely known across the league that those were probably going to be two of, if not the two worst teams in football. Yeah. You said Browns?
I say Browns.
Okay, Browns are fourth.
Browns make a lot of sense.
The Bengals are third. The Bengals make a lot of sense to me because that was a crushing defeat.
Losing to that team is pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did have the unfortunate, should have scored a touchdown, but fumbled at the inch marker. So, and you've seen the Bengals in recent past come out to slow starts, and then
true.
Joe Burrow figures it out. So I will still be okay if I'm a Bengals fan, but losing to the Patriots, that's laughable.
I would say I got two other ones.
Okay.
I think the Falcons.
I could see that.
And I also think the Packers, but briefly, because okay. Malik Willis is nothing compared to Jordan Love.
So here's the situation. The Packers are not going to put Jordan Love on injured reserve, so they don't think he's going to miss four games.
Gotcha.
But sometimes you don't put your quarterback on injured reserve because you don't think he's going to miss four games, and clearly he's definitely going to miss at least four games, and then you have to let a player go for that reason. Anyways, that's what happened with the Cowboys.
Ridgeway. When Dak hurt. Gotcha.
So in the meantime, they're preparing for Malik Willis to be their starting quarterback against the Colts. In the last 34 years, the Packers have won six games not started by a quarterback named Love, Rodgers, or Favre.
Wow. I bet
six.
I bet Matt Flynn was a part of a couple of those.
Man, he got paid for that, too. Yeah.
Bart Starr.
Now, that was before.
Yeah, Bart.
That's
too Bart did a lot of winning,
that's
man.
That's too far back.
Vince Lombardi.
That was the coach, not the quarterback.
Mm. Are we naming?
No. I told you what it was.
What was it that you wanted from this?
Name a Packer.
Name a Packer game? Al Harris.
Okay, good job.
Amon Green.
Oh, look at that one. Ryan Grant.
Hey, guys.
Gilbert Brown.
Donald Driver.
Shut up.
Reggie White.
You don't have to stay here.
That's your co-host.
He has to stay here. We are contractually obligated to keep this together. I can send you away.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Oh, man, like he's a teacher. Get in the hallway.
Bubba Franks.
Antoine, you know what?
I love Bubba Franks.
You just stupid fools have now destroyed my train of thought. I got sent in the hallway once in seventh grade because the teacher announced that this was her last year teaching. And I didn't say this, but I was talking to somebody else at the time, and someone in the classroom said, yay. And she looked at me and she goes, Kevin, go in the hall. And then she went to the bathroom and cried. And I felt,
oh, wow.
I felt really bad. Jeez. And I was like, look, I swear it wasn't me. And she goes, I saw you talking. And it's fair that I had a reputation even then for being kind of a smartass, but I swear, Miss Watson, it wasn't me. Still to this day, it was not me.
Is she still with us?
I'm not sure.
Was she old then? Or
My perception of that is weird because at the time, I probably thought she was super old and she was 40. Now I'm over there and I'm like, that's not old. You can do stuff.
Old like Brett Favre. Yeah.
Yes.
Or Sterling Sharp.
Antoine Winfield is going to miss about 3 to 4 weeks with an ankle and foot injury. And we did, in fact, find out on the MRI with Rome Odunze that he has an MCL sprain clearly going around.
Wow.
In the first week. And he's going to miss a few weeks. And then Puka Nacua has been put on injured reserve. So he will miss at least 4 games. How tough of a break is that for the Rams, who already kind of reeling after the way week one played out?
It's huge, man. It'd be like losing Jordy Nelson at some point
in
the
CD.
Midst of your season. Yeah. You know, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is pretty ridiculous.
That is tough.
Yeah, if Antonio Freeman wasn't out on the field, how could you make it?
How can you handle this? Now, thank God they have Cooper Kupp, who's a certified monster.
But I understand that you were naming former Green Bay Packers. It's not lost on me, even if I don't acknowledge it.
I just went back to my scouting report of Puka, and my player comp was Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, it's not like on the other side they have a Charles Woodson.
I don't believe you. I know Charles Woodson was on the Packers, too. Hey, the Steelers have said they're going to start Justin Fields in week two. Here's what I wish the follow-up question would. I don't know this to be the follow-up question. Okay. Follow-up question. Mike, are you already beat down by how terrible these quarterbacks are and what a stupid competition this is going to be throughout the year? Because I think he would have been like, no.
Yeah, he would hit you with some cliches.
Yeah,
you know,
football's tough.
Football absolutely won the game.
You can't blink in a situation like this.
Speaking of Justin Fields, when it comes to Madden, that dude can break away at any point. Who's better, Justin Fields or broken leg Greg Jennings?
Wow.
You know, remember that video?
That was your player comp for Fields coming out of the draft as well. Look at us coming for full circle.
Forrest Gregg.
Justin Fields' spray chart. Did you see his next gen spray chart?
Forrest Gregg is?
He's one of my favorite Packers of all time. Peggy, I mean, come on.
You almost said the F-word. That's awesome.
Well, I was going to be displeased with that answer.
It's a cheesehead.
Vernon Scott.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next,
hopefully
no more Eric. But also, what needs to be accomplished for the Dak deal to be a success? Is it simply winning the Super Bowl? Or it's going to be a bunch of players that Corey lists from the Packers that have previously won a Super Bowl.
Reggie White.
Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.